Okay, so we got a little bit into today's blot yesterday, which we'll see. We don't mind. We're up to Maisvei, right? Okay, let's just get the background. We'll have some back and forth just to review what we did yesterday. We have a machloikes, Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva on the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. We have two systems in that machloikes. One is a step down, so to speak. Rabbah holds that the Rabbanon hold Avodah Zarah has masa. Rabbi Akiva is a step up. It not only has masa, it has the heavy masa of Nida Evan Misma. Rabbi Elazar moves one step to the left, or to the right, to the left, I suppose. That Rabbi Akiva holds there's only masa, and Tanakama holds there isn't even masa. It's like Sheretz, it just says Maga. Okay. Magmas have two kashas, basically. Two kashas. Mesme. Avodah Zarah kisheretz, umisham sheo kisheretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Azor Kenida, Mishamsher Kisheretz. Okay, now, Mishamsher Kisheretz, that we agree, because Mishamshim, we said yesterday, everybody holds only Mago like Sheretz. So what is the Tanakhama saying? Avodah Zarah is like a Sheretz, which means it doesn't have Maso. So that's good in Rebbe Lezer. According to Rabbi Akiva, even the Tanakhama holds, it's like Nida. It's not completely like Nida, but it's like Nida that has Maso. Chutz Arayi Rebbe Lezer. Bishlum Rebbe Lezer Nicho, because he held the Tanakhama holds, it only has Maga Avodah Zarah, like Sheretz. El Rabu Kashya. How could Rabbanon say it's like Sheretz? It has Masa. Omalach Rabu. Rabu tells him, very good. Mi Alima Mimas Nisan. What do you ask me, Kashya Nebraisa? We started off yesterday with a Mishnah Avodah Zarah. Let's go back on the top of Omud Beis. Avonov, eighth of second line. Avonov, Metamim Kisheretz. It says they're also Sheretz. How did Rabbi interpret yesterday? It's like Sheretz that it doesn't have Mismo, but it's less Masa. So what do you have a bigger kash from here than there? We discussed this yesterday. What's it better than the Mishnah? The Ktoni, Eitzov, Avonov, Avorov, Metamin, Kisheretz. V'ukimna, how did I learn it yesterday? My Kisheretz, the Lomatami, Bevin, Mismo. That's how we learned yesterday. Because the way Rabbi learns, the Rabbanon were faced with a stira dika hekish. We have a hekish to Nida, we have a hekish to Sheretz. That's what they did. We took it to Nida for Masa. We took it to Sheretz to take off Evan Misra. That's what they meant like Sheretz. So we said yesterday. So what did you discover America over here that it says over Zork is Sheretz? We had that yesterday. That's how I learned it. Ochanami delomatami be Evan Misma. Now, Rab is okay. The question is what did Gemara think? I mean, it's obvious. It's the same repeat of yesterday. It says Tois points out very well. He's a little worse. So yesterday it just said, it's like Sheretz. Okay, so Robert interpreted that. It's like Sheretz in that, not completely like Sheretz, and Sheretz that doesn't have a mitzvah. But here the Braisa says, Avodah Zarah kisheretz, Misham Sheo kisheretz. What does Misham Sheo kisheretz mean? Purely like Sheretz, only Maga. So here, Pashtus Sheretz means only Maga. That's why he felt it was a better kasha. Rab is willing even here to do that. That the expression, it's an interesting thing, Avodah Zarah kisheretz, Misham Sheo kisheretz don't really mean the same thing. Misham Sheo Kisheretz means it's exactly like a Sheretz. It has no Masa, only Mago. Avodah Zarah Kisheretz means it has Masa, but not Evan Misma. Okay. Now, the next Kashin Teret, this is the confusing part here. We'll go slow. Let's just remember one thing, or even if we don't remember it, let's learn it. Actually, we learned it in Nida already. A Goy. Be quiet, because it's their day, you know, quiet here, you know. But anyway, what's the din of a goy legabe tumo? So that's a very important thing to remember, that midoraisa, a goy cannot be tome. Only we can be tome. The Rambam in the Pirshei Shanks says the only live thing that can be tome is a Jew. Nothing alive can be tome. Okay, that's a philosophical point, because to be tome, you have to have a certain level of kiddush, I mean. A goy cannot be tomei when he's alive. A dead goy is a different story, but a live goy cannot be tomei. Midoraisa. Midorabonan, we had it in the beginning of Shabbos, they made him a din of zav. Every goy is kizav called dvorov. What does that mean? It means he has all the tumus of zav. Zav has maso, zav has even mismo, and zav has one other tumor, which will come in play in about 10 lines. We might as well get it down straight now. Let's get this down. Maso, what does maso mean? Maso means when the Torah person carries the tumor, carries, support. I'm using carry loosely. He doesn't have to carry him, support him, really. But loosely speaking, meaning a live person will pick up a dead person. A live, regular person will pick up a zav, a nido. That's maso. that there's a not that you have by mess, that you have by nevelo. You have it in a lot of places. There's a not a tumor which is very restricted. It's only nido, zav, zov of that group. It's called hesed. It's in a sense the exact opposite of maso. It's where the tome is supporting the tor, supporting him, moving him, carrying him. In other words, now, I'll give you an example. Let's say a live person will lay down on a dead person. Not touching him, obviously. It's touching, but there's a sheet in between. He's not tome. Why? That's not maso. He's not supporting the mess. The mess is supporting him. But in zav, zav, and nido, you have that tumor too. That means if a zav, simple case, a zav will go like this to that tissue box, assuming it's mekabel tumah, it will become tome. Because he moved it, he supported it. That tumor applies only to zav, zova, and nido, pretty much. And a goy. Because a goy, they made equal to a zav. Okay? And that's generally called hesed. But you have to be careful, because hesed can sometimes refer to maso also. Because hesed just means support or moving. Depends which way you go. So let's go. Sounds confusing. I'll clear it. Don't worry. It'll be right at the end.
Is there a slight difference between touching and pushing?
Definitely.
I mean, in other words,
pushing without touching.
Pushing without touching.
Touching is tome. That's my
right,
every tome.
Right.
I do without touching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so
like this.
Pushed.
It goes like this.
Like when he's touching.
He's not touching you. The box.
Oh, I see. It's
not touching.
The box?
No, outside. I'm holding this.
Right.
I'm not touching the box.
That. I thought
No.
Okay.
No. The Zav, that's the worst case. And the Zav picks up a stick and pushes something with it. At this box, I know it's a couple tumor, but a different story. Okay, let's go. So let's see this. You'll see this Bryce is strange. No matter how we read it, that's what he wants. It's going to have to be redone. There's something wrong with this Bryce, no matter how we slice it. Nochri v'nochri is goyim. Avodah Zorah u'misham she'el. So you have three categories here. Goyim, Avodah Zorah, and misham she'el. Now let's step back. What do we know? A goy has all tumas. Avodah Zorah is our machloikis. Tanakam, according to Blaza, doesn't have masa. According to the rabbi, does. Misham she'el, everybody agrees, is only magor. Okay? Hein v'loy hesaiton. Now, the Gemara reads this as I told you. The Gemara reads, first of all, Hesed as Maso now. Means Maso. Hein velo Hesedon. They are Tomei, but not their Maso. Now, that's itself a very strange statement. The Gemara's going to say, what do you mean, they are Tomei, but not their Maso? Obviously, if you're discussing their Maso, they are Tomei. But we'll get to that. That's how the Gemara is reading it. They are Tomei, but not their Maso. Reb Akiva Omer, Hein, their Seiton. They and their Maso. Okay, now, if you read it that way, you have a clear raya to Rebbe Lezer, because it says Avodah Zorah doesn't have Masa. Hein v'lo ha-seiton. And Rabbi Akiva says it does have Masa. That's how Rebbe Lezer goes. According to Rabbo, even the Tanakama holds this Masa, correct? Good. Bishlamo l'Rebbe Lezer nicho. Because it says Avodah Zorah, hein v'lo ha-seiton, no Masa. Ela l'Rabbo kasha. According to Rabbo, the Tanakama should have Masa in Avodah Zorah. Now, you're all about to jump. The Bryce is wrong no matter what you say. Because the Bryce says a goy doesn't have masa. Everybody else a goy does. There's something wrong with this Bryce no matter how you slice it. This Bryce cannot be read the way it's written. So Rabbi says, don't ask me a kasha. Something's wrong here. We're going to have to doctor up the Bryce. So each one will read it his way. We'll have to do something. This Bryce can't be read the way it says. According to you, Rabbi Lezi, everything is good. Because it says, but it also says, that's impossible. Nochri v'noch is nami hein v'lo ha-seitam. Could you possibly tell me that a goy is tome but not its masa? That's not true. Mida rice is not tome at all. Mida boni is tome in ganse. Masa, have a misu, everything. V'hotanya, dabeo b'nei Yisrael metamin b'zivo, v'nochri metamin b'zivo, avol, gozru aleim, shukizovim l'chol divreim. They have every din of zav. That means they have masa. So no matter what you do, this bryce is a mishabeshva. We've got to do something with this bryce. Ella what? We're going to change the bryce. So Rabba's going to read it his way. Rebbe Lezer's going to read it his way. Ella Rabba metaritz l'taimei. He'll fix it his way. He'll read it this way. Nochri v'nochris hein v'heseton v'evin mismo shalohem. He'll fill in everything. Nochri has everything. Hein, masa, and evin mismo. Avodah Zorah, he v'heseton, only masa. Avolo evin mismo shalom. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Avodah Zorah, he v'heseton, evin mismo shalom. Rebbe Lezer will read it his way. Metaritz l'taimei. Nachri v'nachris, hein v'haseiton v'hasvois v'mishrushalem. Avoid a zora, he v'loy haseito, no mas at all. Rabbi Kivom, avoid a zora, he v'haseito. Mishamshin, everybody leaves, hein v'lo haseito. Which is a reasonable reading, except now the Gemara comes back and wants to know, what does it mean, hein v'lo haseito? They are tomei, but not their masa. It's a strange statement. What does that mean? They are tomei, but not their masa. We have to tell me that, obviously. If you're discussing whether or not they have tomas masa, they're obviously tomei. Can't mean that. Maskiv lo rabashi, my hein. What's up with hein? It's a very unusual, the expression is a very unusual one. Says the Gemara, we're going to change it around completely. We're now changing. We're going to say like this. Hein doesn't mean them. Hein now means masa. And hesaiton means hesed. Meaning hein means if somebody supported them, what we call masa. Hesaiton means if they moved somebody. That's called hesed. Now, where does hesed play into our picture here in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara goes now like this. Hesed is a special tumor of Zav and Zova, just like Evan Mismo. So it will follow along with Evan Mismo. In other words, Rebbe Akiva, who gives to Avodah Zarah not only Masa but Evan Mismo, will also give it Hesed. Rebbe Akiva, according to Rabba. Right. That's it, you'll never have it. According to Rebbe Lezer, even Rebbe Akiva only gave Masa, so there'll be no Hesed. And then we're going to have to rewrite the Braisa. Elom Ravashi, this is what it means. Hochi ko'oma. Now it's going, the Gemara is giving it in Rabba, but Rebbe Lezer will just fill it in his way. Nochri v'nochris, bein hein shehisitu es acherim. They have full dins of whether they moved something else, what we call hesed, that's called hesedon. Bein acherim shehisitu oson, or whether someone moved or supported them, that's masa, that's represented by the word hein. So they have a din of hein v'hesedon, basically. Tmei. Avoid a zoro shehisitu acherim. Avoid a zoro that moved something else, tahirim. There's no hesed in Avodah Zarah. Acherim shesitu oisa, others who move the Avodah Zarah, tmeyim, meaning there's mas. Misham sheo, both ways don't have it. Bein hein shesitu es acherim, meaning hesed. Bein acherim shesitu osam, tohoirim. Rebbe Akiva omer, nochri v'nochris ve Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is like a goy, has even mitzvah, has hesed too. Bein hein shesitu es acherim, bein acherim shesitu oisan, tmeyim. That's how Rabbah will read it. Reb Lezer will read it his way. He'll read it. Rashi explains. Nochri v'nochris hein v'haseiton. Avodah Zarah shamshel lo hein v'lo haseiton. Rabbi Kiva will add in Avodah Zarah. Basically, what the Gemara is just adding, it's just moving around. Hein no longer means them. Hein means masa. It's mas, we're discussing mas and hesed, which is equivalent to Evan Mismo. So Rabbi Kiva will read it, that the Tanakhama said, Nochri v'nochris is hein v'heseton, has mas and hesed. Avoid a zora has hein v'loya seton, mas and not hesed. Misham shim is loy hein v'loya seton, not mas. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, avoid a zora is the same as Nochri v'nochris, it has hein v'heseton. That's how Rabbi does it. Rabbi Leza will do it. Nochri v'nochris, everybody gives hein v'heseiton. Avoid a zora will be hein, lo hein v'lo heseiton. Not masa, not hesed. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it has masa. Now, says the Gemara, we have a question here. I understand when you're talking about a person, let's say a zav, you can have masa and you can have hesed. Masa you can have if someone picks up the zav. Hesed you can have if the zav picks up somebody else, or pushes him, or someone leans on him. But you're talking about Avodah Zarah here. Avodah Zarah is an inanimate object. So mas, I understand, if I pick up the Avodah Zarah. How do you have hesed in an inanimate object? How do you have that? How do you have an Avodah Zarah should pick me up? How do you have an Avodah Zarah should move me? How does that happen? It's an inanimate object, it's a thing. Oh, so here we go to a mission. The Mishnah is in Zovim. You can have it. So we'll see the mission, we'll take out some. That's what it means. Bish Avodah Zarah. So you've now discussed in this Braisa, the way we're reading it at the end, whether or not Avodah Zarah has Tumas Hesed. According, basically the same as Evan Mismo. According to Rebbe Lezer, both the Tanakam and Rebbe Kiva doesn't have it. According to Rabbah, Tanakhama says it doesn't have it, Rabbi Akiva says it does have it. But you're having an intelligent discussion when Avodah Zorah has Tumas Hesed. What's the case? Avodah Zorah, Bishlam Acherim Shesitu Oisah, someone supported or moved or carried Avodah Zorah. Okay, that's no problem. Someone picks up the idol. You got it. Mashkachas Lo, he Shesitu as Acherim. That Avodah Zorah should support, move, or carry the other person. How's that possible? It's one of the fundamentals of our belief. Avodah Zorah don't do anything. They can't pick up people. So what's going on over here? Heichi Mashkachas Lo. Omar Rebreder of Yebo Kiddisnan. Listen to this Mishnah in Avodah Zorah. I'm sorry, Mishnah in Zovim. We'll figure out the Mishnah. You'll see. You can have a case of Hesed in inanimate objects. Because again, when we said Hesed and Masa, we didn't. I told you, if we care. The word's called carrying. It's really not carrying. It's supporting. Supporting. Listen to this case. What?
By Rachel and the Truffin, she sat on the gummel with the Avodah Zorah in the bag.
It could be. I don't know the situation. It could be. It could be. There was Hesed. It could be.
And then she said, sure. And she
yeah, she get off. Yeah, I'm not sure what was supporting her exactly in that case, but it could be. It could be. Let's see. Boy, has a very interesting case. Okay. This is, if you learn Zovim, there are many Mishnayos. Because you see, the case, it's a scale. If you have a scale, you know, the scale is like this. You have two cups. So whichever one is heavier is considered supporting the other. In other words, if you have something in this cup and something in this cup, and this weighs down, this is considered supporting this, moving it, whatever. I'm not sure I have a good English word for that. So there you have it very simply. You put a piece of Avodah Zorah in here and a person in here, or anything, it could be a food or a keli, and the Avodah Zorah is heavier, that's called Hesed. That's called Avodah Zorah is supporting it. Let's see this mission, very interesting mission. Hazov bikaf masnayim. You have the Zav in one cup of the scale. Va'oichlen umashkin bikaf shniyah. Okay? You have the Zav in one cup of the scale, food in the other cup. Kora hazav, the Zav, way down. So the scale looks like this. Tameim. Doz oichlen atome. What tumah is that? Did the Zav touch it? No. Did it carry the Zav? No. The Zav, that's called the Zav moved it. The Zav supported it. That's Hesed. When the Zav goes down, now that Rashi learns in Hesed, no matter what it is, it's become Tomei. Whether it's a person, whether he moves a person, whether he moves a Keli, or whether he moves Oichlin. Okay? So when the Zav goes down, the Oichlin are Tomei. Okay. Now let's just get this mission. What if the Oichlin goes down? What if it goes this way? So then this is supporting that. So one second. That should be Masa. But that Masa is only Metame, a person. Hanoise Oiso. There's no Masa if a Kli will support something else. And as a Torah Kli supports a mess. Tumas Masa goes only on a person. Or on a Mishkav Moishev. Because then it's not Masa, then it's Mishkav Moishev. If a Zav is resting on a bed, again, it means supported by the bed, that's Tumas Mishkav Moishev. But if there's Oichlin or Kalim in this cup, and it weighs it down, it will be Tohar. Because that could only be Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa only applies to people. So this Mishnah tells us, if you have a Zav in this cup, and a Oichlin in this cup, if the Zav goes down, the Oichlin Matame, because that's Hesed. Hesed is Matame anything. If the food goes down, the food is Tohar. Because that would be Masa. Masa only applies to people or Mishkav Moishev. That's the end of it. Koruhain, if the food weighs down the Zav, Tahirin. Because that's Masa, and Masa is only Mishkav Moishev, which is really not Masa, Mishkav Moishev, or a person. Meantime, you wanted to know, how do you have Hesed, the Avodah Zorah should be Masa something else? Very simple. If the Avodah Zorah is in a, we have a case, if the Avodah Zorah is in one half of the scale, and something else in the other half, the Avodah Zorah is way heavier. That's called Hesed. You can have cases like you have too, but this happens to be a Mishnah, so have a case. Again, you have to remember that the words Masa and Hesed, although we always translate them as carrying him, doesn't really mean that. It's not carrying, supporting, whatever you want to call that.
You are supporting when you carry.
Yeah, that happens to be machloikis. What if you carry without supporting? Okay, but you don't need carrying. That's for sure you don't need carrying. I mean, there's no way to say it's called just carrying this, but it's supporting it in a way. Or it moved it. Okay, now.
It's not really supporting, because like someone could lean against an idol. That would that also be?
Probably would be. Yes, probably would. Probably would be. That's what he would say. Probably would be. Okay, now the kids. Let's just wrap up in terms of Hesed. We want to wrap up Hesed. The Hesed happens to be a very limited tumah. Hesed is basically Zav. They call it Zav Chaveirov. The Pasuk is in Zav, and we learn Nida from Zav. That's how we learn it. And Avodah Zorah, we said yesterday, is the Rabbonim, because Avodah Zorah is compared to a Nida. Now, so let's go see now. What about Hesed in Avodah Zorah? What's our bottom line? According to Ebelezer, it doesn't exist. Because according to Ebelezer, Tanakama holds there's only Maga, no Masa. And the Rebbe Akiva is just eating on Masa, but none of the heavy stuff. Not Evan Mitzvah, not Hesed. So according to Ebelezer, there's no Tumas Hesed in Avodah Zorah. It doesn't exist. According to Rabbo, Tanakama holds Avodah Zorah has Masa. That's it. But according to Rebbe Akiva, Avodah Zorah has Masa and Evan Mismo and Hesed. So we have one in the four matrix. We have one case of Avodah Zorah with Hesed. Rabbo, according to Rebbe Akiva, correct? That's the only person who has it. Now let's see this Bryce. Kiman Hazlo. Who will it go according to? Let's see. Hodesanya. This is a famous braisa. Kol hatumois, hamasitois. Any tuma that's the mesit, meaning it's moving, supporting the Torah, is tohiris, right? Because no mes, nevela, nobody has hesed except chutz meheseto shel zav, except for a zav. Now again, when it says zav, it means what we call zav v'chaveirov. Zav and his friends, meaning his wife, the Zov also Fashteitzat, and the Nida and the Yoledis, that's all the same. Shalomotzino lochove b'chol ha-toyre kulo. I told you, Hesed's a very unusual tumor. Eva Bryce is making a very broad statement. Any tome that's mastered something is tor, except the Zav, the exclusive club of the Zav and his friends. Now, is that true or not? According to Ebelezer, very good. Nobody else in that club. But according to Rabbo, that's not so simple. That's true in the Rabbonon. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zorah is also in that exclusive club that has Tumas Masa. Has it? Does frag the Gemara. Hod is Sanya, Lema the Loka Rabbi Akiva. We're asking on Rabbo. According to Rabbo, you're going to tell me this Bryce is not like Rabbi Akiva? Is that what you're going to tell me? Deika Rabbi Akiva, Ikonami Avodah Zorah. According to you, Rabbo, Rabbi Akiva has to. I'm sorry. According to you, Rabbo, Rabbi Akiva has Tumas Hesed in Avodah Zorah. So the Bryce that says everything it doesn't have Hesed except Zav Chaveirov is not Rabbi Akiva. Zog the Gemara, no, it could be Rabbi Akiva too. Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva, Tona Zav called the Domi Law. I don't know, he says very good. It says only Zav. Is that true? Of course not. A Zav or two, a Nido two. We said Zav means Zov v'chaveirov. Avodah Zorah is included in that also. Where did Avodah Zorah get Hesed from? Because it's compared to Nido. Tizvim kimin dovot seitei maloi. So that goes into the klal of Zav. That's how Rabbah learns it. It's not an independent thing. Where did he get it from? It happens to be only Midrabbonim, but whatever it is, it's because we treat it like a Nido. Rabbah holds, that Rabbi Akiva holds, that Avodah Zorah is treated completely like a Nido. So basically it's a Zav Chaveirov, that's all. He expanded the club of Zav Chaveirov, but it can still be called Zav. Okay. The hard part is over. We're on the slope coming down. Skiing season now. We're sloping. Yeah. Okay. It's a Sun Arab, so I got kosher retreat to go ski. Anybody interested? What? What? I just saw it somewhere in a magazine. Okay. Boy Rav Chama, we had this before. Rav Chama Bar Guria had a Shaila with a Yeshtel Eivor, and we spoke about it yesterday. He's asking, because he holds like, again, in the Rabbonin there was no Shaila, because that was the Hekish Tanida. And neither Zayna Matama Leivorim, we said, if you have one aver of a nido, it will not have Tumas Nido. It'll have Tumas Eivim and Achayim and Ames, whatever it's not. So that was it. So we had it. But according to Rabba, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you compare Avodah Zorah completely to Nido, will it also have, will we be able to, we compare it to Nido for the Chumris, right? Can we also pull out the Kula from Nido that Eino Leivorim? Meaning if you have, again, we don't mean broken pieces, they except broken pieces are certainly nothing. That's a different story. We mean an Avodah Zorah that's made of chulius, what they call it. It's we have this, what's chulius?
Modular?
Yeah, basically. You screw them. They get a parts. Now you take out one part, equivalent to taking out an aver. Will that have two more or not? Boy, Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya, but it's already yesh and levorim, ain't a levorim. Oh, so the Gemara has two ways to go at it. There's two levels of it. Could be, again, we had this before also. When you have parts, it may well depend how easy it is to put together. In other words, one level is a head, you could put it back together. Anybody like me, even a fool like me who knows nothing and can't do anything with his hands, could put it together. That's much less broken, quote unquote, than something that it would require an umun to get put back together. That you understand. Something that I can put back together is much less broken than something that I couldn't put together and I have to call up a technician to put it together, obviously. No, you don't agree.
Why the question of whether is an avodah zara or not? If the aver is an avodah zara.
No. That's not court to talk about.
What?
That we had yesterday. If you'll see, if you miss, you miss. That Tosha said before. If the aver was worshipped directly, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a thing that's worshipped as a whole. And now I took out an aver. That's what we want to know. Right, yeah, no. That's what we had yesterday. That's. They had Avon of Eitz of Afor, the wall collapses, every stone is awesome. How could be awesome, man? How could possibly awesome? Says Tayyip, we're talking a strange case. We spoke yesterday, where a guy worshipped every stone. That's what we're talking about here. This guy had this idol made up from parts. And he did his thing. Now somebody unscrewed the arm of the idol.
I cut a branch off in a shayri tree. Is that the same idea?
I don't know. There it can't be put back together. There, I think, would be no problem, would be okay. This thing can be put together, and you'll see that's the question. I don't know, but I don't think that's a problem. We're not talking about a verse that are broken to pieces. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about it was taken apart and can be put together. Do you think? I think would zichah be okay. What?
If we're learning it for Nidus,
that's the shayla. Can we learn this kula from Nidus? That's the shayla. Maybe we only learn chumers from Nidus. Anal Eivorim, I said. We know that. Nidus anal, that's what I said before.
I said,
but according to Rabbah and Rabbi Akiva, we learn completely from Nidus. The Shail is, do we learn only the Chumras? We learn the Chumr of Masa, the Chumr of Evan Misma, the Chumr of Etz. Here you want to learn a Kula. As Nidus anal Eivorim, that's the Shail basically. Can you learn a Kula also? Yeah, a piece. Of course. Yeah, this Eivorim, a piece. We didn't speak about broken things yesterday.
If you have, let's say, a hole off, it's sort of breaks off a piece.
Breaks off is not this thing. We're talking about screwed off, came off, not broke. We're not talking broken into pieces. Broken into pieces are shailah and avodah zarah. Pashas, not talk about. We're talking about modular, as you call it, chulyas. It comes and can be put together again.
Disassemble.
Goodbye, Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Avodah zarah yesh levorim ein levorim. Heicha the head yet yochel achzir. That's the first part. If I can, a person like me can put it together, that's not called disassemble. It's a joke. Lo teboyeloch, the commander mechabers domi. That's basically put together. Ki teboyeloch heicha the ein head yet yochel achzir. It is disassembled. I can't put it together. I need an artisan or a professional to get it back together. My. Kevin the ain headed yochol ha'chziro kemanda metaber tomri. I look at it like it's broken. Odilma holo mechzera. It's not missing. Now, if it is oris whole, it will be put back together. Ve'ika the boy the other way around. Lahachi they switch it around. Heicha the ain headed yochol ha'chziro the other way around. Lo to boy lo that zicha. No problem. The kemanda metaber domi. Kemanda metaber domi. Kiti boy lo heicha the head yit loch azira. My came the head yit yoch azira. Kemanda mechaber domi. I'll do mahash to me a kasholf. Now it's a separate teiku. Then we're blind by a teiku. Now, Tais points out we are not talking about the again. There's two things in avodizor is osur bahano. That's an isa doraisa. We're discussing in this sugi the tumas avodizor, which I told you yesterday. We're going to come to soon. It's the ganzes agmas of the rabbonon. The doraisa is not tumas avodizor. It doesn't exist. It's a whole of the rabbonon. This shail is only in the tumah. The deraisa dika isa will still be there until you have bitl avodah. Bitl avodah is a whole different sugya. It could be we're talking here where there's no bitl belongs to a yid, whatever. Bitl is a whole different story here. But so we're discussing the tumah. Since the tumah is the rabbonon, it might go off, even though the isa will remain. Okay. Now we have one more shayla left before we wrap it up. What's the shear for tuma and avodas. Every tuma has a shia. Mess, you need kazayis. Neveli, you need kazayis. Sheretz a big chumer. Sheretz the shia is very small. Kadacha, like a bean. It's very small. Now, we're up for grabs here. Because we've, at this point in this whole story here, we've compared avodas zara to a lot of things. We've compared it to a sheretz for certain things. For kulas, don't we? We took the kulas of sheretz, no mas. Maybe we should take the chumra of sheretz also and give it a dacha. Maybe not. What is the shir of a deserve of a chalal? The Gemara comes in with a new thing. We've compared it to sheretz. We've compared it to nida. There's going to be a hekish to mess also. And from mess, we're going to get the shir kazayis. Boy rav achta boy barami, have a deserve of chusa mi kazayis mau. Maski flo reb yosef lemai. What are you doing? As I told you, it's against two questions in Avodah Zorah. This guy's got a mini Avodah Zorah. He built himself an Avodah Zorah. It is big. It's less than a kazayis. What's the din? What do you want to know? What's the din? Is it osa midoraisa? Of course it's osa midoraisa. No shir for Avodah Zorah. There's a pasuk for that. Is it not Avodah Zorah? Is it osa bano? Does it have to be destroyed? Lo yehayel zvuv bal ekrin. These Ekron guys had a Avodah Zorah that was a fly they made. It was that small. They kept it in their pocket for easy reference, to always have available. Man, they don't laugh, you know what I mean? L'ma'ilem l'ini nisur l'yeles vuv bal Ekron, this sanya, the posuk in Shoiftim, v'yosimu, that word is on lohem, it should say, bal bris l'lehim, they made themselves a bal bris for a getchka, zong chazal, zez vuv bal Ekron. It brings a pasuk in Melochim where it said the Ekron worshipped the Zvuv cat. Now, Zeg the Brisa, what does it mean, bris, bal bris? They made a bal bris with Avodah Zorah. Zon Chazal, it means, as Rashi says, bal bris means behava v'chibo. They were mamish into it, you know what I mean? They carried around, it's almost like a cell phone. They carried around wherever they go, they couldn't move without it. That was the bris. They carried the getchka with them in a pocket. It was the Zvuv. Milamich kolechod veechod osa dmus yir osoi umanicha betoch kiso kevin shezoichro yem, whenever he remembers him, ma, he's got him right there. Motziyosu mitoch kiso umechabko umenashko. So you see, I made a shiur for Avodah Zorah. If person made Avodah Zorah, it's Avodah Zorah. What's breaks to me? Avodah Zorah, it's got Zion. It's got Naya problem. You don't shiur in Avodah Zorah? No, I didn't mean that. I meant like this tumor, which is a derabon on what's the shiur. And what's my shiloh? Because you told me it's compared to sheretz yesterday. So maybe he gets the chumrah of sheretz, and it's told me even very little. Or maybe not. I don't know. That was my question. That's a legitimate question. And we have no idea. Elinya tumomai came into iskish le sheretz. I'll go like this. My sheretz back hadash has a very small shia. Afavodizoranami bekadash. Oh, no, nay. Odilmo hiskish lemeis. It happens to be a hekish lemeis. We'll come to it in a second. That's a third hekish here. Ma mes bekazayis. Avavodizor bekazayis. That's what I wanted to know. It's a legitimate question. Omer Rava Avyavi, Tamer Rava Bat Ula. Toshma. We have a clear braisa. The sanya. Avodizor pchusumi kazayis. Ain bought tumu kaliki gandek. You need a kazayis. Where'd you get that from? Shenemar. Vayashlech es afora. See, destroyed the Avodah Zorah. Yeshio, no, when he cleaned up the act over there, when he found the Sefer Torah, remember? He cleaned up Eretz Yisrael then. Vayashlech es aforo, that word is wrong also, should say, al kever b'nei ha'om. So there's a comparison of the Avodah Zorah to kever, to a mess. Ma mess b'kazayis, af Avodah Zorah b'kazayis. Now says the Gemara, and interesting, finally, it's interesting, but sometimes the Gemara does this. The key to the whole sugya, we're getting now to the last line. The Gemara says the most interesting thing. Let's look at Rabbonon according to Rebbe Lezer. According to Rebbe Lezer, the Rabbonon. How you work out the orders is this Tosis, but the Tzvi wasn't here yesterday, so we'll tell him we learned the Tosis yesterday. If anybody say yes, he'll say we'll learn it tomorrow. But anyway, the Rabbonon. It's a holiday today, and I got to keep a light attitude. The Rabbonon and Rebbe Lezer, what do they hold? No masa, right? Where'd they get that from? They said it's like a sheretz, so there's no masa. Okay. Then they went to mess and said you need a shia kazayis. Then they went to nida, and what they get from nida? Einam etam alei vorim. It's a very modern approach. It's called cooler shopping. They picked every cooler they could find. They went to Sheretz, they picked up the cooler of No Maso. They went to Nida and picked up the cooler of Enematamale Vor. They went to Mess and picked up the cooler I need a Kazayis. You know, I could have done it the other way. I could have gone to Sheretz and picked up Adasha. I could have gone to Nida and picked up Evan Mismo. And I could have gone to Mess, Chvesnit, and what do I do in Mess? Find another chumer there. Oil, yeah. Let's make too much oil. Why not? You're playing games like that. Let's go this way. Why go this way? Verabono lemay hil chesoyis kishol sheretz de lo metame b'mas. Picked up the kula of namas. Lenido de ina metame de ina levarim the kula of lenido lemes de lo metame b'kadasha. Ema lechumra. Let's turn it the other way. Lemay hil chesoyakshir achwan lesheretz to tmuy kadasha. Let me go to sheretz and take chumras adasha. Lenido letmuy b'vemismo. Let me go to nido and pick up b'vemismo. Akshir achwan lemes letamuy b'oil. Pick up oil. Why did they pick every cooler they could find? Pick every chumah you could find. The key, which we said at the very beginning, tumas avodah zorah derabbanan. The ganze tumas avodah zorah derabbanan. All these akeshim are asmachtas. We take them all lekul. The kula v'chumah lekula makshin lechumah lemakshin. And if you're interested, how you can have such complicated hakesh and all that in the world of derabbanan? Take a look at the back of Maritz Chayis. You have a very interesting treatise on that whole business. Definitely out of the purview of this course. But that's how we come out. Okay. Minayin l'sfin. I told you this Mishnah, this parak Fardarayim, we don't know how, what, and when in Reb Akiva. Again, Rashi said because of Mila. Tosha said because we started with those plukim. But once the Gemara started with Reb Akiva, Rem is an apostle, going to go a few Mishnayis with Gevissa Dinim that we find in Psukim. Unrelated. Zachin here. Minayin l'sfin shehi tahira. Interesting problem. A boat is a boat makabel tumah. A new story. Most of their boats, we'll see. There's a, most of their boats were made out of eights. So pashtis, I mean, pashtis. It's makabel kliyets. A kliyets would be skibble. Should be makabel tumah. I don't see why not. I mean, the problem is with why it shouldn't be tumah medrash because people sit there. Taisa says generally it was not used for sitting. I don't know today's boats. I don't know, but it was used for transporting merchandise. Okay. Minayin l'svina shehi tahoiro shenemar. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Derech oniyo belev yam. The boat goes in the yam. Zokti Gemara. What is that pasuk telling me? Pshita oniyo belev yam. I mean, where do you expect to find a boat in your backyard? I mean, go out of here. I have a neighbor with a boat sitting in his front yard. He's got another thing. But generally speaking, boats go into water. So what's like the pasuk? Derech oniyo belev yam. Hokomashmolon kiyam. So the pasuk means to tell me the boat is like the yam. My yam tohor. Af svina tohira. It's a pasuk that a boat is not makabel tumah. Now comes Chananya with another slant. Tanya Chananya Oimer nilamda misak. I don't need the pasuk in Mishlei. I will learn that svina is tohira from a limud from sak. It's compared because kli eitz is compared to sak in the chum. It's a famous limud. Masak metaltel moli verekon, afkol metaltel moli verekon. To be tomei, you need metaltel moli verekon. That's the whole. Where did we get this business that you need a base kibble? Shuta kaleitz is tor. You need a base kibble. Where'd that come from? It came from here because we compare it to sack. Something can be put in the sack. It's metaltel moli. The rakon, it can be carried empty. It can be carried with something in it. So you need a base kibble. But it says something else there. It says also it can be carried when it's full. Now a boat when it's full can't be carried. It's too heavy. So it's not makabel tumah. Masak metaltum oliveregan. I've called metaltum oliveregan. Lafuke svino. Deine metalteles oliveregan. So we have two approaches. There's going to be to tomorrow's work also. You have two mahalchem here. Why is a boat not makabel tumah? According to the Tan of our Mishnah, it's a pasuk because it's like the yam magic. It's like the yam. According to Chananya, it's simple because not metaltel moli vereka. Zogdimo, you have two nafkeminas over there. My benayu, ike benayu svinu shel cheres. This din that you need metaltel moli vereka doesn't apply to cheres because cheres is not in that pasuk. So therefore, if you go like Chananya, a cheres boat will be makabel tumah. because the requirement of metal pomoli v'regnos is applied to cheres. According to the Tana, it doesn't matter what the boat is made out of. We have a posuk gebers that boats are not makabel tumah. That's one afkamina. Svina shel cheres. Manda oma oniya belev yam. So boats are tor because they compare to the yam. Honami belev yami. Yeah, the cheres boat also is in the water. But lemanda oma kisak. Hanach the ksivi gabi sak. The posuk by sak is beged. Begin, I'm begin an or, but not. It's not discussing cheres there. Gabi sak di metaltelus molev reikon eini loy loy. Avos svina shol cheres afal gav deini metaltelus molev reikon. That's one nafkemina. A svina shol cheres according to Chananya will be tomei. Then you have another nafkemina, poshet nafkemina, a small boat, a rowboat. Right? According to us, it's tor because it's tor. According to him, that you can carry when it's. We'll see. You don't have to be able to pick it up. Me, if you can put it on the back of a chamor and take it to the water, a boat that is carryable will be tummy. They call that svinas hayarde. Svinas hayarde means a smaller boat, and it was carried even when it was full. It could be carried. Inami svinas hayarde. Lemando amaniya belev yam hi ponami libev yami. As small as it is, it's an aniya belev yam. So it's tor. But Lamandoma Metaltelas Molivarekon, Honami Metaltelas Molivarekon. So we come asking me tomorrow's work. We have two nafkaminas, so tomorrow we'll go back and forth in Bryce's. According to our Tana, every boat, as long as a boat goes in the water, is Tohar. According to Hananya, you're going to have two boats, two types of boats that are Tome. Cheres, because Cheres, I don't care how heavy it is, or a wooden boat that's not that heavy, that is transportable on land. Again, we'll see later. Orphid, what do you need it for? It's true. We need the truth, Mandy. The more truth we can accumulate, the better off we are. Happens to be true. So. No, we. What's that? We're talking about a robot. Yeah, that's the Gemara says. Rashi says every yam lav dafka kol anahoris nami. The yam doesn't mean yam. It's a body of water that travels in the water. Okay, now. Okay, now, just 1 second. Yeah. Madam Rivia, Doma Rebchanina ben Akavi, Mibnei Ma Omus Svina Sayard and Tmeyo, Mibnei Shetoyan and also be Abosho, Umarid and also Lamayan. That's how they used to do it in the yard. It's not like the big boats in the water they loaded. They loaded it on land, and then they carried, we'll see, not on your back, but on Chamayrim, they carried it on land till the docks, and they put it in the water. So such a boat is Metaltam Oliver Rekon. So according to Chananya, it's going to be Tommy. According to us, as long as it's a boat, it's Tor. Little Agarita, and we're finished. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav. Li oilam al yimna odom es atzmo be Beis HaMedrash. Persian should never not come to Beis HaMedrash. Vafilu shoachas. Share kamo shonim nishnis mishne zu be Beis HaMedrash. This, it's actually a brisa. It's not really a mishnah, it's a brisa. This finas hayarden that it's tomei. Vulon es galo taimo. And it was floating around yeshiva, and we didn't know the reason for it. At sheborib chanina ben akav, yu pirsha. So it's kidai always coming, you never know what's new. And my sure point out, that's basement though, chen base manage below chidish, just kind of alta maisa. There's one more step. This is like a chidish, but then we knew. But even for the time, it's kedai to come to yeshiva, because you might hear a new reason for a din that we knew. Because you shouldn't stop coming to yeshiva, you shouldn't stop learning. To be able at the end to have cup, but those who are zoicha, are zoicha. Omerish Lokish, ain't the return is Kaiman Elbe Mishame Misatsmo Aleo, Shinema Zoisa Toiro, Odom Kiyomus Be Oil. And it says Zoisa Toiro, Zoisa Toiro, whatever it is, Zoisa Toiro, you want to have Toiro, you have to be Mame Misatsmo.